AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. An emotional day of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Donald Trump lawyer Susan Nicholas aggressively questions Stormy Daniels. Nicholas portraying Daniels as a scheming opportunist, insisting her story of her time with Trump generated a ton of publicity for you. Lots of bad publicity, Daniels replied. But on redirect, prosecutors asked Daniels, have you been telling lies about Mr. Trump or the truth about Mr. Trump? The truth, she said.
The judge also rejected a second demand from the defense to declare a mistrial. Hunter Biden is expected to go on trial next month now that a federal appeals court has refused to dismiss gun charges against the president's son. In an interview with Dr. Phil, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted Israel would proceed cautiously with an operation in Rafah. Two skiers were killed in an avalanche at Utah's Lone Peak. This is ABC News. The Transportation Department and Consumer Financial Protection Bureau held a hearing earlier on airline credit card rewards programs. The agencies are gathering information to determine if more regulations are needed. At the White House.
It's been a banner year for women's basketball. More watching y'all than anybody else. Most watched women's college game ever. It matters to girls and women finally seeing themselves represented. And it matters to all of America. That's why, as a nation, we need to support women's sports by showing them.
President Biden welcoming the WNBA champion Las Vegas Aces to the White House for a celebration. Both he and Vice President Harris were each given Aces jerseys. Police in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, are searching for a porch pirate who stole thousands of dollars right off a homeowner's hand seconds after it was dropped off. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Bucks player under investigation. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks guard Pat Beverly being investigated by the Indianapolis Police Department for throwing a basketball into the crowd at a fan heckling him. It actually missed, hitting another woman in the head. When the ball was tossed back to Beverly, a video shows he threw it again at her. Beverly already apologizing for being rude to an ESPN reporter after the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers that night. Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich back at the DH spot. spot after being out since April 13th with a lower back issue.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. You know, it still sucks sitting there just watching, especially, you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich 0-for-5 in Kansas City. The Crew losing to the Royals 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with lows close to 30. For tomorrow, sun to start the day, then clouds in the afternoon, a chance of storms late, highs to the mid-60s. Warmer weekend, sunny and upper 60s Saturday, mid-70s with a late storm Sunday. Currently, it's 37.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we bring on our ongoing friend and contributor, Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, to take a comical look back at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on today. Stormy Daniels' cross-examination just finished. I'm not sure if they're going to do, I think it's called redirect, where the prosecution comes back and, you know, asks her more questions to kind of blow up the cross-examination. I'm assuming that's going to happen. You know, it's moving along. I think the larger issue is an issue of presidential morality, and I'm going to get into that in just a moment. Also, in the first hour of our program, Vermont is poised to become the first U.S. state to charge big oil for climate damage, and what Trump promised big oil if they give him $1 billion. Also in the first hour of our program, a good news alert. Trump promised Wisconsin jobs, but Biden actually delivered them. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by. Veteran war correspondent who's based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. And why does Louisiana's governor want to rewrite his state's constitution? Nobody's quite sure, actually. I think, you know, if a draft were ever to appear, we would find out. I suspect it has something to do with, I don't know, maybe not letting black people vote. I mean, after all, he's a Republican governor of Louisiana. We'll see. And in the third hour of our program, Ali Velshi is going to drop by the program. He's got a new book out. It's an autobiography, really kind of a biography of his family. It goes back more than a century. It's called Small Acts of Courage. And it's just extraordinary, just an extraordinary book. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation. So and of course, you know, your calls throughout the day, whatever's on your mind. But I want to start out with this issue of presidential morality. And I think the Stormy Daniels trial, or the election interference trial, to be more accurate, is emblematic of this. In fact, it's bringing this home to Americans in a way that, had this trial not happened, I think it would have been a real disservice, frankly. I mean, this is why, if nothing else, what this trial demonstrates is the damage that Eileen Cannon, Judge Cannon down in Florida, who has indefinitely postponed Donald Trump's trial for stealing national security documents from the White House and then lying to the FBI about them, or the trial in Judge Tanya Chutkan's courtroom in New York that four Republicans on the Supreme Court, or at least four Republicans on the Supreme Court, have also delayed, at least until this fall. And perhaps beyond that, I mean, we'll see. They're furiously writing their opinions. The kind of damage that the Republicans on the Supreme Court and this Republican judge down in Florida are doing to our electoral system, but it's not just our electoral system. It's our democracy as a whole. And this is, I think, the really important thing. You know, I mean, what we're learning, you know, what we've learned today and or really in the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, I guess it is now, with this election interference trial in New York City right now, is that Donald Trump hadn't even been married 2 years. I mean, it wasn't even a year and a half that he had been married when he had this affair with Stormy Daniels. It was just a few weeks after his wife gave birth to their youngest child, Barron. And it really highlights just a fundamental lack of respect for any of the rules of society. Now, you know, it's real easy to kind of rant and be all moralistic about, you know, a man having an affair. I'm not sure you could call this an affair, but exploiting an opportunity, whatever you want to call it. In my opinion, it's closer to rape, frankly. You know, he blocked Stormy Daniels from leaving the room. She never, you know, explicitly consented to having sex with him, but she didn't refuse. But I think that what it tells us is how entitled Trump feels. He really and truly believes that the rules of society that apply to all the rest of us don't apply to him. Most countries split the functions of head of state and head of government. The head of state in the United Kingdom, for example, is right now King Charles. It was Queen Elizabeth. The head of government is Rishi Sunak, the prime minister. In Israel, the head of government is the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, but the head of state is the president, whose name is escaping me at the moment. That's how, what is it, Herzog? No, I don't know. In any case, I don't know if it's most countries, but many countries do this. They split apart these functions. And the head of government, the prime minister, typically, in some cases the president, is the person who basically is a bureaucrat, is the person who basically runs the day-to-day functions of government, gets things done, is you know, requires good administrative skills and a certain level of, you know, fundamental honesty. But the head of state, that position requires a certain level of decency. I mean, it's the, you know, why the Brits were so horrified when Prince Charles seemed to be, you know, not the best husband to Diana, and maybe even having an affair with the woman to whom he's now married. You know, you're the head of state. You're supposed to be the moral example for the country. Here in the United States, we merge those two functions in our president. The president is both the head of state and the head of government. And Donald Trump failed in both. As head of government, he was a completely incompetent administrator. I mean, you know, for example, COVID. We had more Americans died of COVID, more people died of COVID in the United States than in any other developed country in the world. And frankly, on a per capita basis, more Americans died of COVID than in any other country in the world, period, with, I believe, two exceptions. You know, and you know, they're, you know, very desperately poor countries. Why is that? Because he was both malicious and incompetent, but a lousy head of government. But I'm concerned with his position as head of state. George Washington is sometimes referred to as the father of our country, the father of America. And what that says, and you know, he could have held on to the presidency until he died. He could have been kind of a king for life if he wanted. But he wanted to set an example. He left the presidency after two terms and set an example that was kept right up until the 1940s. And FDR arguably only violated that standard, that precedent, because he felt that the United States was experiencing, you know, so much of a crisis at the time. So here we have now a head of state. Here we have a head of state who is, you know, basically an immoral or amoral person. Now, we have had people like that before. You know, we had Richard Nixon, but we got rid of him. We had Andrew Johnson. You know, Congress actually changed the composition of the Supreme Court so that Andrew Johnson couldn't appoint anybody to the Supreme Court. They passed a law to reduce the number of members of the Supreme Court. They realized what an immoral man he was. We had Andrew Jackson, you know, the Trail of Tears and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we had a few immoral leaders. But none, none, zero, even Richard Nixon didn't suck up to foreign dictators. None of them trash-talked our foreign allies. None of them stole things from the White House. None of them shared our national security secrets with foreign governments in ways that led to our spies and our allies' spies being burned, like Trump did in the first weeks in the White House when he invited the Russian foreign minister and ambassador into the White House and gave them the name of one of the top spies who was keeping track of what the Russians were up to in Syria, leading to that spy being burned. Now, he was an Israeli spy, but he was also reporting to us, which is how Trump knew about it. I mean, none of them ever did any of those things. None of them tried to overturn an election. So the point that I'm making is that as the moral leader of America, the president sets this example. I mean, 18-year-olds who will be voting this year have pretty much never known any other presidents than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And many of them seem to think that Joe Biden is an anomaly, when actually he's the norm, you know, a decent man who's getting things done. And you've got this whole, you know, the whole Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA, this whole, you know, youth movement coming up saying, yeah, Donald Trump, he's our example. Yeah, let's rape some more women. And yeah, women shouldn't even vote. I mean, there's this movement in the Republican Party to end the 19th Amendment that gave women the vote in 1920. My point is that the moral damage that Donald Trump has done to this country in the last 9 years, and arguably even before that, when he started, you know, his birther stuff about Obama, you know, just, you know, it started in 2008, just being openly racist. The moral damage that Donald Trump has done to this country is going to take a generation to repair, and maybe longer than that. And, of course, if he gets back into the White House, the moral damage will probably be something from which we certainly won't recover in my lifetime. And maybe not in the lifetime of even, you know, my grandchildren. We'll see. But, you know, nobody's talking about this, and I wanted to bring it up. I think it's really important. The moral leadership of a president is actually important.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Vermont taking a big step. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture that they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. So, interesting news. Vermont, and by the way, they're not unique in this. They may just be the first. Vermont is poised to pass a groundbreaking major piece of legislation forcing polluting companies to pay for the damages of the climate crisis. You'll recall, or maybe not, you don't live in Vermont, you might not be following this, but Vermont experienced just a horrific year, really the last couple of years. I mean, last July, there were catastrophic floods in Vermont. Roads were turned into rivers. Houses were destroyed. I mean, literally floating downstream. Two people were killed by the rushing waters. More than $1 billion in damages in this little state of Vermont with only 600,000 people in it. And this was 11 years after the tropical storm Irene had also devastated Vermont. So the Vermont legislature, which is dominated by Democrats, even though their governor is a Republican, a moderate Republican, let me add,
The Vermont legislature has is on the verge of passing major legislation that would claw back from, well, actually what it would do is it would set up a fund to reimburse and you know, people for damage from climate change and to pay for the remediation, both at the state level and at the individual level, of climate change. And they want to get the money from this, and we don't know how large that fund will be. It's estimated it might be $1 billion or $2 billion. They want to get the money for this fund from the fossil fuel industry. And this is extraordinary. They're using what's called the Carbon Majors Database. The Carbon Majors database is a large database that lists the world's largest polluters and how much they contribute to the climate crisis. And then they would, you know, so if this company is 25% of it and that company is 45% of it, then they would, you know, they would apportion the money that these companies have to pay the state of Vermont based on those percentages. And now you've got New York, California, Maryland, and Massachusetts. The legislatures of those four states are all also looking at doing something very much like this. The measure in New York has actually already passed the state Senate, and it would get $30 billion from the fossil fuel industry. They're hoping that they can get it before the state assembly, their equivalent of the House of Representatives, before their session ends on the 6th of June, which is, you know, roughly 4 weeks from now. All five states are considered, these are sometimes referred to as climate superfund bills, because it's like, you know, the actual superfund is a federal fund that was set up by federal legislation back in the 70s. This is, these would be essentially state superfunds, but not to like clean up toxic waste dump sites, but to deal with the atmosphere having been the fossil fuel industry's toxic waste dump site. And unlike regular lawsuits, these legislative proposals don't require proof of the history of deception on the part of the fossil fuel companies. So it's not like this has to be litigated or relitigated, although, you know, that proof is easy enough to find. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland are trying to do a federal version of this. They tried to get it into the infrastructure bill in 2022, but it got bounced out in the face of just intense lobbying and massive amounts of money coming down from the fossil fuel industry. You know, this is going to be voted on. The House of Representatives in Vermont passed this 94-38. And it received a preliminary approval in the Senate. This is a procedural vote, 26-3, which is a really good sign. Now, Phil Scott, the governor, is a Republican, and you know, he'll probably veto it because, as a Republican, you know, he gets money from the fossil fuel industry. But they've got more than enough votes now in the Vermont House and Senate to override a veto. So keep an eye on this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And what's the deal with Trump and Biden in Wisconsin and jobs? I'll tell you about that after the break and pick up your calls. Stay tuned.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An emotional day of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Donald Trump lawyer Susan Nicholas aggressively questioned Stormy Daniels. Nicholas portraying Daniels as a scheming opportunist, insisting her story of her time with Trump generated a ton of publicity for you. Lots of bad publicity, Daniels replied. But on redirect, prosecutors asked Daniels, have you been telling lies about Mr. Trump or the truth about Mr. Trump? The truth, she said.
The judge also rejected a second demand from the defense to declare a mistrial. Hunter Biden is expected to go on trial next month now that a federal appeals court has refused to dismiss gun charges against the president's son. In an interview with Dr. Phil, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted Israel would proceed cautiously with an operation in Rafah. Two skiers were killed in an avalanche at Utah's Lone Peak. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting Microsoft's multi-billion dollar new investment in Southeast Wisconsin, 6 years after Donald Trump broke ground for Foxconn, where 13,000 people were supposed to work.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Green Bay city leaders are considering rewriting the city's liquor laws for next year's NFL draft. Alders got their first look at the proposal for the changes this week. They include letting bars stay open till 4 in the morning and letting people drink on the streets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. More news from Tom Brady's Netflix roast last weekend. Comedian and roast stalwart Jeff Ross making a joke about Patriots owner Robert Kraft's love affair with massage therapy happy endings appeared to seriously anger Brady, who went up to Ross and said, "Knock it off." A couple days ago, Ross told Rich Eisen, however, that everybody loved it, including Brady and Kraft. Ross says he understood Brady's initial reaction, adding that Robert Kraft is like Brady's dad. Ross continued saying that afterwards, Kraft told him personally that he was really happy to get a shout-out. It is unclear if he meant just mildly amused or full-blown massage table happy. Speaking of the Brady roast, Kim Kardashian was mercilessly booed when she took the stage, but those who watch on Netflix will not hear the boo birds. Netflix said the decision was theirs and not Kardashian's to remove the boos, so when it comes to the mega-rich like Kraft and Kardashian, you can't make fun of things that actually happened. Nice to see billionaires finally catching a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A freeze warning in effect until 8 a.m. Widespread frost and freezing conditions thanks to clear skies and light winds. By daybreak, upper 20s to near that 30-degree mark. On Friday, frosty start, then some storms late day, highs in the lower 60s. Currently 35 degrees.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreidlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio. So what if it's not summer yet? We're starting things early by setting sail on a musical yacht rock cruise.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
Let's see. It was the size, three times the size, cleared an area three times the size of New York City's Central Park. Moved out homes, shut down farms, bulldozed the thing flat. The state and local government spent $500 million to do this, to prepare this for this Foxconn factory that Donald Trump said was coming. And he showed up with a golden shovel and said, it's going to be the eighth wonder of the world. And then Foxconn never did it because he didn't actually bother to get a signed deal. I mean, it was just, he was so incompetent. Well, Joe Biden showed up yesterday in Racine, Wisconsin. And at that same place, and said, you know, AI, Microsoft needs a new AI data center, and they're going to put $3.3 billion into it, create 2,000 permanent jobs and 2,300 construction jobs. And we're going to start right here, and we're going to start right now. And it's a done deal, and it's real. It's not, you know, this BS. Remember Donald Trump, every week was Infrastructure Week, and they never passed any infrastructure legislation. They never built any infrastructure, other than a few miles of fence down on the, southern border, that they took the money away from housing for our soldiers. I mean, literally, there were some places in the country where GI housing was, you know, we had rats and leaky roofs and things, and there was $5 billion fund to fix that. That the Congress had appropriated for that purpose. And Trump said, no, we're going to take that money away from the soldiers and we're going to use it to build the wall that Mexico is supposed to pay for, right? What a con artist. What a hustle. What a scam. Joe Biden gets things done. By the way, Stormy Daniels finished her testimony a few minutes ago. And the redirect, where, you know, the prosecution comes back and essentially rebuts what the defense had said. And the defense was trying to portray Stormy Daniels as basically, you know, a grifter, a hustler, somebody who thought that she could get rich off this story that she'd had sex with Donald Trump. And she pretty much blew that up, Stormy Daniels did. And, you know, pointing out that her lawyer stole $800,000 from her, which was... And so on redirect, they just came back and they read a couple of Trump's tweets where he called her horse face and stuff like that. And left that for the jury at the very end. And now they're moving on to other witnesses. So let's pick up your calls here. Russ in Hickory Lake, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Ah, yes. You know, talking about Trump, you didn't mention who went with him today. Rick Scott.
Oh, yeah. Rick Scott showed up in court today. You're right. Yesterday it was Trump's idiot son.
Some big-name politician they were talking. But what I call is, you know, I am shocked to a point that I'm not saying this should be Clinton beating Dole, but this race shouldn't be this close. And I tell you, and I listen to you and a lot of people, except for Stephanie Miller, it's not if, it's probable that Trump might win. Because I'll tell you what, you people in Dearborn, Michigan, you stiff us and let us lose Michigan because of this war. And I'll be telling my people up here and saying whatever Trump wants to do to you, do it, because you go west of Mississippi, Tom, he's having problems.
Yeah.
In Nevada and Arizona. Joe Scarborough said something that went right over everybody's head. He's going sideways now in Arizona. You know what's funny? You're out west. They got a Republican governor. I never hear anything about this guy.
Who's they?
But they're not, you know, he's a Republican governor in Nevada.
Oh, Nevada.
Yeah, because he won... because they were unhappy with the Democrat because of Coleman. Mm. And for a Republican, I never hear anything about it.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's probably not going to save that state for Biden.
Right.
Why are you people so down on Biden winning?
There was a fascinating poll that was published yesterday, and I'm sorry I don't have it right in front of me, so I can't give you the granular details, Russ. But essentially what they were asking is, how much infrastructure did Donald Trump build versus how much infrastructure has Joe Biden built? And you and I both know Donald Trump didn't build any infrastructure. There was no consequential legislation.
Built more.
Right. And Joe Biden has we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars of infrastructure. But most people thought that they were the same. And what that tells me is that at this point in the race, the polls are meaningless because people are so poorly informed. And what's going to happen after Labor Day, after the end of the summer, is that we're going to start seeing, in a big way, the American public getting educated by the Democratic Party. And I think you combine that with this trial that Trump is going through right now. I think people are starting to, I mean, he's lost a couple of 100,000 small donors. He's virtually everybody who is in his cabinet, his own vice president, are saying they won't vote for him. Can you imagine if Kamala Harris came out and said, I won't vote for Joe Biden? I mean, it would be the death knell, right? I just don't think he has a chance, frankly. I realize what the polls are saying right now. I am concerned about it, but I am not freaked out at all.
Because let's be upfront. 160,000 people in Pennsylvania didn't want him. Michigan was the same. Wisconsin, Indiana, 125,000 people that
voted
against him, and
she
hasn't been there.
You're talking in the primaries, the people who voted for Nikki Haley?
Yeah, but how many really, to me, Tom, I'll tell you over the phone, I'll tell you straight, a Republican's like a tattoo. You'll never erase that, no matter what Nicole Wallace or Jolly does, or Michael Steele, Jennifer Rubin. That's a tattoo you'll never erase from the Democrats' mind.
I know.
You work for them, and let's be honest, Michael Steele, every chance he gets, he still rubs it in that he took 62 seats from us.
Yeah. No, and nobody ever asked Michael Steele, why were you there for big oil? Why were you there for voter suppression? Why were you there?
And he had his own show.
He had his own what?
His own show.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know, on MSNBC, which is just shocking.
How many people, Tom, are not going to say, if I'm still a Republican, because Nikki Haley looks like she's not going to cave. Because I tell you what, they don't show, Tom, these Republicans. He will lose the Midwest.
She has caved. Nikki Haley has endorsed Trump.
Oh, there goes the 2% he's going to supposedly lose.
I know. But I think it's getting more and more, obviously pathetic. So we'll see.
Russ, told you, Tom, it's like a tattoo.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it.
There you go. Russ, thanks a lot for the call. Always
thanks
nice to hear from you. Yeah, good talking to you. Raul in upstate New York. Hey, Raul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. It's real simple. This reversal of abortion, the next thing that's going to happen is they're going to try and take away women's voting. So really what we're trying to do is to reestablish the Republicans.
I think the next thing they're going to try and do is reverse Social Security, but keep going.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm basically saying is they want us to return to the good old slave days. Where people were on the top, they could do whatever they wanted, they could torture people, they could kill people without anything going on.
Yep.
And I think the other thing is they'll probably try and return citizenship to the states. Remember, federal citizenship is a new idea in the sense that when the republic was first founded, you got your citizenship from the state.
Right.
So I think it's really attempting to move us back into the 18th and 19th century because there's no need for people to work. They'll have robots do it, and Elon Musk can become even a bigger billionaire.
Did federal citizenship come along in the 1920s? And I think it was 1924 that we got the first immigration laws that defined who was and wasn't a citizen. Am I remembering that correctly, or is this?
That is correct. But it also had to do with a lawsuit in Texas over There was a Mexicano who was born in the state, had been in the state all along, and the Texans kept refusing to give him citizenship, and he sued. And that's a lawsuit that began to establish that he could get citizenship, and then out of that...
What year was that? Crazy. Was it in the 20th century?
No, I don't have my... Yeah, I believe it was. No, it was in the 19th.
In the 19th century. So, and it was before the Supreme Court.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm basically saying is I really think they're just looking at, well, how can we return everything when Polk was running the government?
Yeah.
In other words, the slaveholder was running things, and it was all about slavery. So that's my view of all this, especially this idiocy about removing the ability of women to vote. Mm-hmm. That's really returning us way back. I mean, okay, thank you, Tom. You take care.
Yeah, no, I get and, it. I get it, Raul. That's great food for thought. And thank you for. Do you have any indication that the Supreme Court, or are there any lawsuits that might return citizenship to the states?
No, but I think that, you know, when you were talking about
they'd
Louisiana,
like to do it. Yeah.
I wouldn't see them. I could see them doing it. I could see Texas doing it.
I get it. Raul, I'm sorry. I'm out of time.
Visit TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage! 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Rick in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Tom. On May 1st, I was at the day three of the peaceful encampment at the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, there will be a meeting of the administration and students to further address their demands. And as you know, in 1957, President Eisenhower ordered the 101st Airborne Division into Little Rock, Arkansas, to allow 9 black students to attend their high school safely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tom, in the spirit of Ted Lasso, I'm curious. If President Biden were to do likewise and send federalized troops to campuses around the country to ensure the safety and rights of nonviolent students, my question is, wouldn't that greatly improve young people's opinion of Biden at a critical time when their support is needed to win re-election?
I think it would. It would. It's not going to happen, though, and you and I both know it, Rick.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking positively here.
I think, though, the thing that Biden just did, and, you know, this got publicized yesterday in a big way. I talked about it on Monday, but it really wasn't until Wednesday that kind of everybody in the country learned about it, is he cut off the bombs to Israel. You know, he's withholding thousands of these 2,000-pound bombs and thousands of the 500-pound bombs, the dumb bombs that Israel's been using to destroy housing and schools and universities and hospitals and things in Gaza. You know, good on him for that. Bibi Netanyahu is furious.
And I was really impressed that the faculty came out, too, to support what the students were up to.
Yeah.
And people were playing Frisbees and being nonviolent. And I led a game, a team game that was great fun. So it was all positive. And the police were not there. They could have been called in, but they were not. So I'm hoping that tomorrow morning they'll make some progress on the negotiations that they're working with the students tomorrow morning.
Yep. From your lips to God's ears, Rick. Thank you very much for the report from
Thank
Minneapolis.
You.
Yeah, good talking to you. Lisa in Trevor, Wisconsin. Hey, Lisa, what's on your mind today?
Hi. You were talking about the Vermont situation as far as holding
oil companies accountable. And it kind of brought something to my mind that I've been thinking about recently. I had heard Randy Rhodes complaining about her huge property taxes. And, of course, she lives in Florida, so I wasn't, you know, surprised or taken aback by that because of, you know, the weather and the hurricanes, et cetera.
Well, plus they have no state income tax, so they've got to, you know, they've got to get their revenue from someplace, and that's why property taxes are so high.
Well, this is insurance, the huge property tax, the property insurance. I'm sorry, rates.
Okay.
Insurance rates. Okay. So, anyway, and, you know, of course, any damage incurred is, you know, the companies. And I know that also I'd heard that some places weren't even issuing new policies, some of the companies in Florida or in California.
Or what they're doing now is they're putting act of God riders in them so that
And that's fine. That's fine. But so she mentioned the increases. I'd heard at least one other caller mention increases. I just got my property tax bill, and it's almost doubled in the last couple of years. So my question to you, I tried to do a search online, couldn't get an answer. Are we subsidizing it? I live in Wisconsin. Are we subsidizing the insurance companies for property tax rates across the entire United States, regardless of whether we're affected? I've never had a claim against my insurance
now,
company.
You keep saying property tax, but do you mean property insurance?
I know. Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the insurance.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are absolutely what we're doing. I mean, the insurance industry, there's two levels to the insurance industry. There's your basic insurance company that sells you the policy. And then they have their own insurance companies, which are called reinsurance companies. The largest in the world is called Swiss Re. And the reinsurance companies are insurers for the insurance companies. And what's happened in the last 5 years or so is that the reinsurance companies' rates against the insurance companies are starting to explode as a result of climate change.
Sure.
And so the insurance companies are passing that along to everybody.
Sure, and I understand, but I just want to say that I don't know if there's something that can be done federally. You know, if Biden can do anything, but I think this is BS.
I don't think so.
I think
the only thing you can do is give more money to FEMA so that when people get
wiped
out.
And I think that's wrong as well. And I think that's wrong as well, and I'll tell you why. States like Florida and Texas continue to allow building in zones they should not. So Florida is continuing to allow building on the coastline, in spite of the fact that we know with climate change that the ocean levels are increasing, that there are going to be continued hurricanes. We've got Texas that has almost no zoning, so they've allowed building in floodplain areas such as around Houston. If you recall the huge flood that happened several years ago, why should the rest of us, and especially states that do the right thing as far as zoning, why should the rest of us have to subsidize that, whether it's FEMA or with our insurance, our property insurance? I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I get it with regard to FEMA. With regard to the insurance companies, I think that they're pretty carefully calibrating their insurance rates based on local risk.
I hope so, but again, I've seen mine almost double. And that's pretty horrific in just a couple of years, in my mind.
Yeah,
I'd like to know, you know, maybe other callers can weigh in on this.
We've seen substantial increases, too. The other thing, though, is that the insurance industry in the last 2 years has had two of their most profitable years in their entire history. So there's a certain amount of price gouging going on in the insurance industry right now, too. It may be, I mean, they say that they're trying to build up reserves in anticipation of climate change. I think that they're just shoveling all that money to their CEOs. Lisa, thank you. A thoughtful commentary. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the greatest radio show ever, Mark Pocan in the 3 o'clock hour, Joe Walsh, Republican former presidential candidate in the 5 o'clock hour, Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.